Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for allowing me to come in to your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning as we have this edition of the 5-Minute Journey together. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, and God's guiding word for us is hope. In today's reading, Paul describes the relationship between wives and husbands and children and parents to emphasize the oneness of God's people in union with Christ. He tells his readers that their reverence for Christ must lead them to submit willingly to each other. So let's begin reading in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. Submit yourselves one to another because of your reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your husband as unto the Lord. For a husband has authority over his wife, just as Christ has authority over the church. And Christ is himself the Savior of the church, his body. And so wives must submit themselves completely to their husbands, just as the church submits itself to Christ. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. He did this to dedicate the church to God by his word, after making it clean by washing it in water, in order to present the church to himself in all its beauty, pure and faultless, without spot or wrinkle or any other imperfection. Men ought to love their wives just as they love their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself. None of us ever hate our own bodies. Instead, we feed them and we take care of them, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. As the scripture says, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and unite with his wife, and the two will become one. There is a deep secret truth revealed in this scripture, which I understand is applying to Christ and the church. But it also applies to you. Every husband must love his wife as himself, and every wife must respect her husband. Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Respect your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise added, so that all may go well with you and you may live a long time in the land. Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to provoke them and make them angry. Instead, raise them with Christian discipline and instruction. Well, if there was ever a more controversial passage of Scripture, I'm afraid that we have happened upon it this morning, beloved. And by the way, the key verse is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, where Paul says, submit yourself one to another because of your reverence for Christ. And so he starts off this passage of Scripture saying, we submit ourselves to each other. And then he goes down and he gets specific. Husbands, wives, fathers, children, parents, children, and all of that. And it's a very, very difficult piece of Scripture. All I can tell you is that when the church, the body of Christ, is living in unity and walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then the church is victorious, the church is healthy, the church is prosperous, and God's kingdom is established. And in the same way, when husbands and wives submit themselves to each other, and they're not looking out after, well, who's more important or who comes first or who had their way last time or anything like that. But when they truly are looking out for each other, they're living in unity, and that family will prosper. That family will live in peace. So let's pray. Almighty God, teach me to be obedient to your word. May all I do and say in my relationships with others reflect your love and grace and give glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, our time together, once again, has come to a quick end. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24, where Paul encourages believers to clothe themselves with God's spiritual armor. So until tomorrow morning, beloved, my prayer for you is that God blesses you with every spiritual blessing. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.